Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM. To my right
is Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig.
Will playing Nath Vendekar.
This is Jason playing Tam Westcrown. I hope there's treasure.
Curtis playing Ronan.
And Pete playing Meta, the boo-boo sucker.
the boobie sucker?
The boo-boo kisser. I believe you kissed the boo-boos.
Sucker.
Oh, Lordy.
Just like your mom used to.
And here we are, Smuggler Shiv.
I have so many questions.
I'm ignoring that. We are at the top of round five, fighting these lovely blue-tipped Eurypterids with Artemis.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to take a five-foot step to the left in front of the big beastie to flank with my new friend, the bird.
Pescock.
And I'm going to attack twice.
And then a step to the right.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I must have slipped in the stand because I don't hit either one.
It's because you brought your knees in tight.
I think so. I think it is.
Tuck and roll. Tuck and roll.
Yeah, tuck and roll. That's where we're going with. Good job, Kurt.
Yeah, it had, had nothing to do with, you know, the time warp or anything.
No, definitely not.
Nope.
Swing and a miss. So that makes it Nath's turn.
Nath is going to 5 foot step up where Artemis just left, mechanically.
Uh-huh.
And get it with a pelvic thrust.
Thematically, he's going to hop forward and try to land foot first in its face.
Let's see if you can drive us insane.
Hey.
That is a 19 to hit. I am now insane from that.
That's a hit.
Let's do
that's 2 points of damage.
2 points. And that's on number two?
Yeah, still piercing damage. Still in stake stance.
Gotcha.
Stake stance?
Stake stance.
Stake stance.
You drive your foot into the sand.
Medium so hard rare. To say that when I'm laughing. And the second strike is going to be a stunning fist as well.
Fist it.
If you're out there somewhere,
no,
Clint,
it is not going to be a stunning fist.
Stunning fist is a miss?
It is a miss.
Okay.
And then the third key strike.
A knee to the throat.
That's a natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
Can you confirm it?
That is the question.
No, I can confirm it. I saw it. It was a,
okay, it was a natural
good.
20, yeah.
No, I will not confirm it.
Still, we'll take every hit we can get.
That is, however, 8 points of piercing damage.
8 points? Nice.
Well done.
You get to stay.
Okay. So now we are up to Ronan.
Ronan, using my same tactics that I was using last combat. Yeah.
Oh, you're going with another double miss?
Yeah, well, I'm trying not to. I really would like to hit. I
you
mean,
said the same tactics.
Yes. I hope you have fire resistance for that. Burn.
First attack. Actually, let me count squares.
He's a frog, so probably not.
Well, let him count squares.
One, two.
There are 687 squares on this, by the way.
Are there really?
I don't fucking know.
Well, I wasn't sure. Maybe you were involved in the creation of it.
He was not.
No.
5 foot step puts me in range for point blank.
5 foot?
Do you have precise shot?
No. He does not.
I took other feats to counter for it.
And by counter, he means not make up, but, you know.
The first shot is a 26.
That is a hit.
For 1 point of damage.
Wait. Which one are you shooting?
Number three.
Okay.
That's are you within 30 feet?
Yes.
Point blank?
Okay, fuck it. 1 point of damage.
Am I missing something?
Point blank shot, motherfucker.
Oh, yes. 2 points. Sorry.
Look, what the thing Britt literally just said.
Don't make fun of me, motherfucker.
Okay, number...
That Why was, should you be special?
That was three?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Attack number two. Damn it.
Make it count.
Point blank adds to hit as well.
Yeah. That's a 12 to hit.
Is that with point blank?
Yes.
And your other buffs?
And my other buffs.
I bet you if you'd hit precise shot, you would hit.
Probably not.
Sorry. No dice.
You still did 2 points of damage.
Okay, we'll take every bit. Hey, Pescock's going to do something.
Yeah, he sure he is. He keeps saying that. All he's doing is walking around. Oh, look, he walked again.
Well, you gave me a chicken for his fig. He's not a chicken. He's more like a crow.
I suggested it, and you said yes.
It is a cock.
Well,
it's a chicken.
There is that much.
So, Pescock moved
5 foot to get into flanking.
In difficult terrain.
Well, so that was his move action. It wasn't a free action, right?
So does that provoke from the erythrid?
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 Yeah, that thing.
And you aren't even... Well, I guess you are drinking today. Okay. never mind.
It's his one day off a week.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take care of that in a second. I just want to hit the damn thing. So he did. And that is going to be something once I see it.
I bet you it's 1d8 plus 2d6 plus 2.
No. Don't forget the 1d12 added.
Not quite. Not quite that much. Yeah, he hits it for 6 points.
Now, I'm just going to point. You did tell me, out of character at least, that he was a rogue.
He is.
And he is in flanking.
Yep.
So you got a sneak attack?
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Yes. You're right.
Yes.
See, I'm always...
roll the extra dice.
Always, always messing myself over.
You know what that means? I'm not the only one.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, and we give him a hard time, too. Whenever anybody makes a mistake, we give them a hard time.
So, 10 points altogether.
That's better.
And that's on 2.
Is it dead now?
Now, let's see if that attack of opportunity hit Pescock.
Yes. Yeah. Is Pescock dead now?
No chat. But he is hit. With a claw.
The claw.
And minimum damage. So sad.
The claw's gonna get you.
And that will bring us to Tam.
All right, Tam, as near as I can tell, is already in flanking. So
yes,
she's just going to give it a quick stabbity stab stab stab. That's a 3 on the die, so.
Not so much.
Yep, and that I'm not going to do anything with my move action, except for use a free action to apologize to Meta for rolling so poorly.
As well you should. Now we'll make it Meta's turn.
Really, Tam? All that effort, and you can't even... It'll be a moment. I'll be back.
All right, shut up, Pete. Hold on a sec. We got to do my poison stuff.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Poison.
Dun, dun, dun.
That girl is poisoned.
Remember your boost.
I did not fumble, so I pass.
It's just a big button smile.
Oh, right.
All right, so Meta's
so is that
going...
two consecutive saves?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Very, very good.
Meta will 5 foot step away from the erythrid.
Eurypterid. Go on, you can speak fluent Spanish, but you can't say eurypterid.
The lobster thing.
Erythrid.
Well, more like a scorpion thing.
Something entirely different.
And will then cast a spell on herself, praying to Apsu.
I cast a spell on me.
And now I'm mine.
All right, and her wounds begin to slowly heal back up.
Anything else, Meta?
Kill these already, guys. Come on now.
There you go.
You good, Nath?
No.
Oh.
In lots of pain.
Pain. Lots of pain.
Just imagine Nath currently looks like the Black Knight from Monty Python.
Nearly a flesh wound. Now it is baddie number 2's turn. Having been hit by Pescock, he's going to try and get him with one of the claws.
Yes, he is.
And swing and a miss. And then the other claw. Swing and a miss. And singer. Definitely a miss. Back to my usual rolling. All right. Baddie number 3 is looking at Tam with a claw. Is looking at Artemis with a claw. Here we go. Artemis maybe with a 20?
Exactly.
I get you. Ooh, yeah. 9 points, sir.
Ow.
Yep. And then who's going to get the stinger? Ooh. Let's see.
250, go ahead and send it at me.
250-50.
I'll try to draw it.
Going after Tam with a 24.
Oh, yeah. That definitely hits.
Ooh. You know the fort save action. Go ahead.
12 on the die, so way high enough.
Yeah, that's pretty good indeed. But there's still that little matter of damage. And what we've got there is an 8.
Got it.
8.5. Very good, very good. Artemis, top around is 6.
Well, since I'm still in flanking with good old Pezcock, I'm going to go ahead and attack twice, and I'm also going to try to make a debilitating injury. I'm going to try to disorient it by hitting it thusly between the eyes with my daggers.
Bing!
Oh, that's a natural 20 and a 3. So yeah. Let's try to get that natural 20 to stick. And there's another natural 20.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it, but I saw it.
That's all right. So
does Artemis want a card?
Artemis would love a card.
That's the way we love to do it.
All right,
and you use daggers, right?
Yes.
So you get to choose between the two damage types.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Oh, this is nice.
What's it say? Yes. What's it say?
Well, you see, when I pierced his little carapace between his eyes, the momentum doubled the damage, and it also gives me a nice soft spot, so I'll get +2 on rest of my attacks for another round after this one.
Nice.
So it's nice. And so first I hit him for, let's see, that's a total of 28 points of damage.
Howie.
And if he's still alive.
28?
Yeah, that's 14 twice, so that would be 28.
I knew I heard 20. I wasn't sure about the second digit.
He is he's disoriented now, so he gets a -2 on his attack rolls to everyone else and -4 to me.
It's not going to matter much because he stops move.
Ah, look what I did.
Just to make sure, Mark, you didn't double your sneak attack, did you?
Oh, I did. I'm so sorry. So take that off a little bit.
Well, what was your sneak attack?
Well, my sneak attack was 12.
12.
Yes. All so right. It would be.
So it would be just 6?
It would be 12, and 4 would be 16 points of damage.
16 instead of the 22 altogether.
Yes,
okay.
How is.
Okay, to take back what I just said.
I'm a knife master, so yeah. I get D8s.
No. I know how you did that much damage with your sneak attack. Yep. How did you only do 2 damage with the dagger?
Because it's a 1d4.
What's your strength mod?
No.
It's a 10.
Do you not have weapon finesse? Or finesse training?
I don't believe I have yet, no. I do have weapon finesse. Why did my thing not work?
Uh-oh. I was going to say, I didn't think Knife Masters got rid of finesse training, so.
I'm sorry, I did not add on the 5 on top of that, so.
Okay, so it does stop moving.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to read the.
No, I understand.
Words,
I just.
And then I got a card. I was excited. It's my first card.
No, I understand. I'm also going to point out, I brought you down because apparently. That, I brought you down from 28 to 16, but then if you double your +5, that brings you back up to 26, so I might as well just not fucking said anything.
Yeah, see? Let that be a lesson to you. Keep your gob shut. So, I said, I stab it between the eyes and it drops, and I look at Tam and go, "Ugh,
this is how you do it.
I killed it." That's what Pezcock said. That's right.
That's all right. When I edit the episode, I'm just going to edit in me jumping over there and killing it. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Now, you want to turn?
Maybe. Well, seeing that this one has died, did Meta move out of flanking, or did she just get bumped?
Okay. Meta moved 5 feet back to cast a spell safely.
Well, then Nath's going to take a 5-foot step behind Artemis and next to Tam.
Uh-huh. To get in striking distance.
Yes, to be in striking distance of our third lobster guy.
And final.
Yes, and final.
The last.
And he's going to burn another stunning fist.
Final for this wave, anyway.
Yeah.
That's 19 to hit.
19 hits.
If there's another wave, then my tactics are run.
8 points of damage and a fortitude save to see if he's stunned.
8 and a fort. 14.
Does not. He is stunned.
Nope. Right.
Huzzah.
Yay.
Who let that fly in here?
You're welcome, Tam.
Thank you.
All right. So now it is Ronan's turn.
Stops him from having to delay.
18 to hit.
You got another arrow, but it misses.
Remember, it's stunned.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I like these cards. These are nice. But that does hit, actually. Actually.
4 points of damage.
All right.
How long does that stun last? 1 round?
Don't you roll for that? Or is it...
It is 1 round, yeah.
Okay.
And an 11 to hit.
Now that will definitely still miss. Yeah. yep, yep, yep. You want to move at all?
No.
Okay. Kazakok's turn. Oh, he has to move in the water again?
You're the one who decided he was going down there.
All right, that will cover his move. He's going to attempt to stab that thing.
He gets sneak attack.
Is he totally flank? I was trying.
No. Because it's stunned, it's the not. It's dexterity bonus to with AC.
Yeah. It doesn't matter anyway. Because a 10's not going to get it.
No.
All right. Tam, what do you want to do?
Well, I would like to kill it in a single shot. Is
okay,
that an option?
See if you can do it.
Okay. I do it.
I think there's some dice rolling involved.
It's certainly a possibility.
All right. Tam is actually going to move.
Okay. Going to work on getting more in flanking. Because we got three rogues in this party now, so why not, right?
Well, I know I don't need to get flanking for the sneak attack, but I'd love to get flanking for the plus two to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I got an 18 on the die.
Oh, yeah. With the stunned action? Definitely.
Oh, yeah. So that's 22 damage, and it's going to take a minus two to all of its attacks and a minus four against me.
Which really won't matter.
You have debilitating strike, too?
Fourth level, yeah. Unchained rogues get it automatically.
It stops moving.
It's dead.
No.
Huzzah. It may or may not be dead.
Well, I'm going to do it. Like, if you did the, this is how you do it, then I'm going to look at me like, yeah, that is actually how you do it. That's good advice. Yeah, got it. Right in the forehead.
Between the eyes. Works every time.
So, is it Meta's turn?
It is Meta's turn.
Meta will 5 foot step up and coup de grace this thing.
Okay.
Tam's jaw just drops.
This is an historic first.
What just happened?
Meta's alignment shifted.
She's hangry. Sucking on boobies, apparently. She stings to girls. It's
hold
boobies.
Hold on. So, Meta coup de grace.
Okay.
This erythrid.
Mm-hmm.
With her claw.
Uh-huh.
For 2 damage.
Fort save. DC 12.
DC 12? 13 on the die.
Oh, no. You'll suck again.
Okay. He's still not moving.
Meta, what are you doing?
It hurt me.
You're playing the part of... Never mind.
Morality only goes as far as your convenience.
If I don't, she will.
All right. It'd be Artemis' turn.
Can I reach it from where I'm at?
Uh-huh.
And yep. I shall stab it.
Let's say it reached you.
Uh-huh.
I shall stab it.
And you have flanking.
Need to, but if so, I will stab it twice.
Okay.
Well, I've got an 18 and a 14.
Uh-huh. Both hit.
All right. And that's a whole lot of damage. There's 12, and this 16.
This is on two?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's 16 on one and 11 on the other, plus 5 on each. So 21 and 16. So 16, 21, 37 total.
37,
points.
Yeah.
I think it's dead.
Other than you stabbing it and, you know, the jerk motion that results from going in and coming back out, it is not moving.
Yeah, it's dead now.
It's really, really dead. Yeah.
Yes. The fact that it's in 5 pieces is kind of the giveaway, but thank you.
No problem.
I've never seen a giant scorpion creature explode by being stabbed with a knife, but... Wipes her face. Now I have.
Talent, love. Talent.
Negative 27? Yeah, I don't get it.
What do they call that? The wasp? It's got a CO2 cartridge in it. When you stab something, it's...
It's nasty. Nath.
The look of shock in Nath's face. Oh, wait. We're still in initiative? What happened?
Yeah.
Only if you want to be.
Nath is
You're the DM. You call the end of initiative.
Nath is just going to start, like, walking back up towards Ronan further on the beach, and he's kind of shaken from actually taking damage during this fight.
Nath in his flowing locks, his hair blowing in the wind.
Yeah, Nath has essentially long dreadlocks.
So not really flowing so much as, like...
He's part of the island life now.
Dangling.
Yeah. flopping around.
Tie little bells to the end.
All right. If you guys want to proceed down the beach, you may.
Meta would request that those of us that have taken some grievous injuries group up about 35 feet away from these creatures.
Well, how about I just stab these? We finish stabbing these, and then we can do it right here. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
There's only one you need to stab, so go ahead and do it. And all right, well, yeah, it's done.
I stab and it, and...
He's really not going to move anymore.
Are these things good to eat? I mean, because there's a lot of meat here.
Oh, yeah. We've been eating these things all day.
Oh.
But we don't really want to take the time to harvest them because we've got our friends.
Right, the cannibals, right.
That being said, does anybody have the ability... that poison, it's kind of drained my vitality, but do you have the magics to fix up that?
Not today.
All right. Well, maybe next time. I will survive. Hopefully.
So, Meta's first channel is 6 health back.
Nice.
She's going to channel again.
At first I was afraid. I
9
was
health.
Nine?
I'm at what I can be at full.
I am fully healed. Thank you. You're a useful little girl, aren't you?
Yes. I am quite helpful and useful.
I could never live without you by my side.
Tam, I think that we both have that aspect in common.
Yes.
Did you suck in my BB too, or just cast your magic? Is that what you did?
I just used Apsu's blessings to heal up your boobies.
Artemis, that was rather inappropriate.
What? I mean, she kissed your boo-boo. I thought maybe she was going to kiss my boo-boo, too. I didn't know.
Well,
I mean,
was
is
poisoned.
A thing you guys do?
I was poisoned.
Well, I could have been poisoned. We didn't know.
Actually, she does.
Actually,
she's very good at that.
I can tell when people and things are poisoned just by glancing.
Oh. Yes. All right.
The only thing it doesn't detect is your personality.
Oh. Well, I think everybody knows that by now. No detection required. But no, thank you, and thank Apsu, whoever that is. But I haven't heard that bloke, so.
Apsu is the bestest of the gods.
You don't say?
Yes, he is slowly transforming me into one of his own dragonkin.
Well, this is wonderful, but cannibals, friends?
Right, let's get a move on.
I don't think the cannibals are our friends. Hence, they wouldn't be cannibals if they were.
Wow, you're dumb.
What?
They're going to eat
are you good?
Our friends. Let's get
How him. Much was the healing? I missed it. Sorry.
6.
And 6 and 9. 15 total.
Yeah.
15 total.
Yeah. Nath is good.
Onward. All right. I will pick my bow up from the edge of the woods before we take off.
Now, this all happened at what we affectionately call on the map C5. The first one after L moving to the right. If that makes any sense to everybody.
And I believe I'm correct, and we're going to move as quickly in the straightest line as possible to the camp.
Yeah, just hugging the coast.
Hugging the coast until you get to the appropriate game trail.
And then straight through.
And head north, yep.
Yep.
Makes sense to me. And let's see what could possibly go wrong. Dun, dun, dun. And nothing there. And nothing there. Now our scale is 2 miles for an inch, it looks like, right? So.
That's what she said.
Is that what she told you? You overestimating yourself again?
No, I underestimate.
That way they're surprised and happy.
Why does it bend that way?
Surprised and confused.
So how long were you a monk?
Were?
Well, I mean, you're not in a monastery now, so are you really still a monk?
Yes. I am traveling, trying to learn what I can and bring it back to the monastery.
Oh. So what have you learned so far?
I've been learning from the snakes here, as you've seen.
Well, I've seen you stroke the snakes a lot, but, I mean, what have they been teaching you? I mean, can you speak to the snakes?
God, you're watching those things, too? I thought we had enough problems with Ronin watching that sort of thing.
Well, I mean,
Nath
he took it out and stroked it in front of all of us. I mean, it's
Nath
not
was
like
referring to him kind of striking like a snake does during that last fight.
Oh, I get it. I get it. All right.
Fast.
You should wait till you see him with the spitting cobra style.
So good that he hurts himself.
So you follow the coast.
I have figured out that it's about 8 miles from where you all are. Last bit through the game trails, through the jungle. So roughly an hour later, you approach base camp.
I'd like to do so stealthily and out in front if possible.
I will go with him, but in a different way.
Kay. I will blow past both of them if they're stealthing. And
oh, they're just going to raise. She's just going to run forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in a hurry.
Whenever she blows past me, I'll go, hey, we're gonna, oh, all right, fine, we're doing this. And so I'll take off after her.
I will also be running, but I will be slower than them.
I'm not going to run, but I am going to basically be power walking.
With your arms a flailing?
No.
Yeah. Hips going no, side, I'm to not, side, side to side.
I did not suddenly age to 80 years old, and I'm not carrying small weights in my hands either. But
if
I will be.
Out. Then you are carrying small weights.
I don't use a dagger. I use a short sword.
Oh, well, excuse me.
This is fucking amateur hour, Mark.
And it's not a small weight. It's a large one.
But I am trying to get there to warn these people.
Uh-huh.
Nath will probably follow along in a sense. Like having to keep pace with these people that are much slower.
Yeah, you get an extra 10 feet of movement speed and all of a sudden it's just like, ooh, look at me.
I'm just saying that
and he was
we have
running.
Two people who move significantly slower.
I'm not a smart man, Jenny, but I know what love is.
That's you. You're Forrest Gump now.
Run, Forrest. I can still beat you through the forest.
I bet you didn't know it, but I could run like the wind blows. Mama says they was magic shoes.
I'm going to knock you all out with the fact that I have actually never seen that show at all.
What?
What?
Yep. Never seen that movie.
I would like to correct
you.
You've
got homework.
That is actually a movie, not a show.
Yeah, I said movie after I said show.
Wow.
Have you
suck on that.
Okay,
it's a movie show.
Did you read the book?
I didn't even know there was a book.
Okay, then you are a bad person.
Welcome to my life.
No, but the fact that you have not experienced the story of Forrest Gump means you're just...
You're incomplete.
Yeah.
Homework before next recording session. You
Me
must
and
watch
Jenny
Forrest.
Was like peas and carrots again.
See,
I'm sorry I had a fight in your Black Panther party.
Based on all of the quotes that I hear from that, I really don't need to see it.
Yeah, you do.
It's worth watching, bro. Promise. Let's say. Okay, so as you approach,
quickly,
ish. You see your good buddy, Jask.
Is he in pieces?
He looks like he's been in a scuffle. Yeah. And he's, let's say, just into the jungle, just a hair. Because
that's just the water again.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, into the jungle. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Just a hair. Just far enough where it's elevated enough that he knows that the shore or the... even at high tide, the water's not going to reach where he is. He has a shovel, and he is digging.
Anybody else in sight? And how does the camp itself look?
That's an excellent question. Your canvas canopy is torn down on one corner. The doors have been knocked down. There's definitely been something happening here.
Tam will rush up and hail, arm up. Jask! Jask, I fear we may not have gotten here in time. Have you already been attacked?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was no good. There were so many.
Where's everybody else? Did we lose? How many?
You see now that he's got Eris's body wrapped up in linens, laying next to the hole he's digging. Garrick is nowhere in sight. Sasha is nowhere in sight. Who's the other one?
Ishiru.
Ishiru is over under the canopy, tending the wounds, his own wounds. And to answer your question, he'll tell you this is Eris if it's not apparent. Yeah, she did not make it, man. We fought valiantly, but there was so many of them. Must have been 10 to 15.
We fought and fought. But and we're just now...
Where's Sasha?
They took her.
Who? Was it the cannibals?
The cannibals. Yeah.
How long ago?
Just last night.
Which way?
They went to the south west. And he'll point out a game trail for you.
What time of day is it?
Excellent question. I'm so great at tracking that stuff. we're going to say... I don't know, when's the last time you guys rest? I can't remember. Was it at the base of the...
last time we rested oh. was... No, last time we rested...
I can't remember.
...was at the start of last session, so yeah, it would have been at O.
Okay. So then, yeah, it's probably around noon at this point, I would say, wouldn't you?
If we've gone all the way around the bay...
Yeah.
It took us 4 hours to traverse... From S to the north and back.
Yeah, that was before we had a scale, remember?
No, that was last session.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
I'll be blunt, man. I don't know how you're doing this, because it's...
Because I'm not.
So, I mean, that's well, a lot okay. of walking, so...
So, yeah, you were here just now fighting those Eurypterids. About an hour later, you're back to base camp. So, you know.
I mean, if we traveled that far in an hour,
yeah,
that's...
We would have been hustling.
Well, it's all been on the shore. You know, you haven't gone into the jungle at all, other than the one stretch with the game trail. You know. So, yeah. Shame on me for not tracking this stuff properly.
No, I just...
But...
I could have just actually not been an asshole and answered with it. I figured it'd be later.
Okay. Let's go with that. So, figure 3 in the afternoon, 4. So, it's already been raining. Because it rains too.
Yeah.
Marching
so,
in the rain.
We're going to go ahead and go find these guys, right?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know these people that are gone, but I mean, I don't want the cannibals to eat them. It's not good.
While they're busy gasping there, Meta will see if she can find a track to follow.
Okay. Well, Jask points out the game trail already. Actually, no, he does not. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's the same trail that you guys came up, actually, after looking at it again to get to base camp, yeah. So
we didn't mate them on the way.
Well, you know, they attacked last night, so they've got a good lead on you. But if you went back and attempted survival checks and whatnot, you may be able to pick up their trail fairly easily.
I turn to Pezcock and immediately ask him if he knows where they camp.
I do not know exactly where they camp because I've never been there. But I do know, once a year or so, they do this crazy celebration. And I think I can take you right to that spot.
Is this around the time that they normally do it?
Give or take.
All right.
Let's do that. Meta, you can check the tracks to see if they're going in the same direction we are.
I'm going to try to help you. I mean, I'm not really bad at finding tracks, but probably not as good as your natureness. But I will try to help you.
Can we spend an hour here?
Are you wanting to assist with Jask with some burial rites or what?
Kind of.
Okay.
But are you guys all right if we just delay an hour, try to take care of these people?
It would be the right thing to do.
So after talking with Jask a little bit more, you realize that only Eris has been killed. Ishiru is back under the canopy trying to get it back up.
I want to pull Jask kind of off to the side and tell him about Pezcock's hut.
Uh-huh.
Just, listen, I'm not clearing this with Pezcock, but if you follow the bay around to the opposite side of the bay, there is a giant crab shell that this crazy-ass bird has turned into a hut. Nobody goes near it because they think it's alive. It's got the pulley system. It's very intricate, but it's a lot safer than being out here on the beach.
Interesting.
So I'd suggest grab what supplies you can and...
make way for there. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got quite a bit of setup for like food and cooking and things like that. So, you and Ishiru are you injured enough? Too bad to walk. Are you fine there?
We are mended up as best we can for now. In the morning we'll be better. But and Gellick is off fishing over here, to the north.
Oh, Gellick! I forgot about him.
He will rejoin us shortly.
Do you have the ability to remove damage done by poison?
Who is poisoned? I think so.
I was poisoned.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can take care of that for you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's not a problem. So,
I'm out of character. I'm asking him for lesser restoration.
Yeah, he's got it. He'll do it.
All right. Do you want me to roll the d4, or do you want to do it?
I will do it.
Three. Thank you. Okay. I no longer need to wait for an hour.
All good. All right.
Let's go get these guys.
Get them.
And Eris is in fact dead.
Yeah, she fought valiantly.
I'm gonna pull a bottle out and hand it to him and say, "Bury her with this, would you?"
Oh, so generous now.
Hey, there's a little bit of condolences done when somebody's dead.
Now that she's, you know, cured of alcoholism and doesn't really need it anymore.
Turns out she was a monk, but she was drunken fist, and we really, really messed up by not giving her any.
Then she could have told us that.
So,
her. Fuck her.
The survival check to find the tracks with the assistance is 26.
Dead. Oh, yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, no problem there.
Question?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask, how many bodies of cannibals are there?
Only two or three that you see, but you see mounds.
Gotcha. Well,
Jask has been busy burying them.
What kind of weapons do they have? Or if they don't have any near them, I'm going to ask a shooter what kind of weapons they used and things like that.
Yeah. Good call.
If they had any sort of tactics or if they just like relied purely on numbers.
And he will tell you that they were really keen to charge. They used spears from a distance, but up close and personal, they used clubs.
Spears or javelins?
Well, javelins, yeah. Okay. Javelins, yeah. You're right. Semantics are important. Sorry. But up close and personal, mostly clubs. Every once in a while you see a short sword or something. But not very often.
One of those makeshift swords that's got all the little blades around the sides?
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about, but no. No. normal.
You mean that like Makunga?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I can't remember what it's called.
It's not a makeshift thing. It's a throwing weapon.
Not the one I'm thinking
of. No, it's
It's essentially a sword, but it's a stick with a bunch of blades wedged in the side of the stick.
Like the Aztec weapon?
Yeah, like, yes. Yes, yeah. With like obsidian.
Yeah, obsidian blades.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Or shark teeth sometimes, you know. But no, yeah, nothing quite like that.
So, with Jax and Ishiru, hi, I'm Artemis, how many of these cannibal blokes were there actually left after you kill? How many did you kill, and how many you think was left? Mark. Best guess.
We think there was about 15, and we got 5 of them.
That's good. That's down to 10. That's 2 apiece. That's not bad.
Well, there could be a lot more still. Like, this could have just been a raiding party. If they've got some big celebration, I wouldn't be surprised if almost the entire population of the island's worth of cannibals is there, at least most of them. But
that is possible.
It sounds like they're not very organized, so if they're keen to charge, we should be able to easily get them into some sort of trap with entanglements and things like that. It shouldn't be too difficult.
Well, you know, the three of us are pretty sneaky, so we could probably pick off one or two here and there. Stragglers, you know, stuff like that.
And I do have some abilities to slow down groups at a time.
Yes. Well, let's go.
Yes.
Call to save Sasha.
That way.
If we don't save Sasha by the time Jarwin gets back, he's going to, you know, be very sad, and I don't want to deal with the pouting.
Does he pout? He didn't seem like a pouter.
Oh.
Nothing worse than a pouting Jarwin.
Worse than a pouting anything. The whining. Ugh.
So.
We should have seen him the way he chased after Sasha before she started sleeping with him. It was like permanent puppy dog look. It was so sad. It was like 10 minutes of him trying to seduce her. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he is a bard. What do you expect?
Well, it says Gellick, but he's just fucking obnoxious.
What, Gellick or Jarwin? Because I thought Jarwin was a pretty nice bloke myself.
No, I'm talking about Gellick.
Oh, okay.
And if he was here, I'd still say it, so don't worry.
All right. Well, I mean, does either one of these guys or maybe the fishermen want to come with us? I mean, more the better, right?
Well, they're pretty beat up. They're probably better off trying to find a safe place.
All right. Well, let's go on then.
and they'll be moving a lot of our supplies as well. So hopefully when we're done here, we can meet up with them again. And by the way, those are our doors. I point to the two doors on the ground. There they are. You wanted to see them. Ta-da.
They are very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really kind of pulls the whole canopy thing together if they were up where they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
I can see how this would look very homey. You have a rug in there? I mean, the rug would really pull the room together, I think.
No, we've got a lot of sails, but that's about it.
Okay. Jask says, Yaman, we will start heading for that as soon as we are done here. We go to the crop.
You can see it right now. He's like, yeah, we're just going to knock down this wall right here. Really opens up the room a little.
Pushes one of the doors over.
Ta-da! That'll be $5,000, please. That was a load-bearing door. Oh, no!
All right. So, we declared it was going to be about 3 o'clock at this point. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Pescock, how far is this location?
He's not totally sure, but he's got a good idea. You remember where his crab was?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a game trail or two or three that will lead you there from here. You're looking at another... what did I say earlier? I said no. It's about an hour to get back to where the last encounter was. But prior to that is a game trail that leads to the south and west where Pescock thinks this little celebration of theirs is happening.
Can Meta confirm
like a couple hours
that the tracks go that way?
Yes. Go ahead, survival.
Also, for our listeners, what around what letter are they looking?
Well, the most direct route would be where that string of J's are.
Okay. Okay. So, listeners, that's the south part of the lagoon. There's the three J's in a row right next to each other underneath C5.
Uh-huh.
And above the other C5.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry, above C6.
Where is he? Oh, there it is.
So we're going to J.
Yes.
Yeah, it's mostly, yeah, that, whatever that is, but the C5, between the two C5s is H or 1-1 or I-1. I think that's I-1. Yeah, I-1.
I've got two I's myself.
Yeah, there's a game trail that heads south and west where those J's are.
All right.
Okay. And swings around to where M is. Another J. Start heading right. And then the... what's your survival?
Yes, so my survival check on Meta to confirm with aid from Artemis is a 28.
28, yes. So you're good for several miles. You have no trouble following their tracks. And they will lead you all the way around. But first, we get to J. Dun, dun, dun.
Which J?
The first one. Yeah, the first one there.
Northernlymost.
Yeah, something like that. Things are gonna happen. So who else got trap spotting? Everybody, right? Half the freaking party at this point. Yeah. Go ahead. Did we decide I was making that roll or you were?
The rules as written state that the GM makes all of the automatic rolls.
Right.
I do not have trap spotting.
Okay.
Hence why I'm here.
Right. Okay. Well, that was easy. What's your mod? I'm sure whatever it is the most beneficial, but...
Plus 8.
Yeah, yeah. Not a problem at all. You find a spiked snare trap. Yeah. And you want to disarm it? I'm pretty sure once you found it and all, it's going to be pretty easy.
Is it actually blocking our path, or can we just go around it?
You can go around it if you want.
Then I'm probably not even disarm it. I'll probably, because that takes time.
Yeah,
just
okay.
Go around, keep going.
Keep on moving.
At that point, we would probably start actively looking for traps as we moved.
I'd say so.
Yeah. And there's, you know,
a bad idea.
Several more.
That'd be a 33 perception from Meta.
Yeah, you find all the rest of them and easily avoid them. And that's not a problem at all.
And then do I need to try to get back on track with the following the trail, or are we good?
No, yeah, it's just right in the direct line of the path, right in the middle. Now, it's only like 5 foot wide because there's a canopy of trees around on one side at this point. On the other side, it's a 15, 20-foot plateau that on your left it would be. That you're looking at.
Do I see anybody skylined or highlighted against the sky?
No, give me a perception, sir.
Yeah, probably not. It's 11.
With that? No, yeah. You don't notice anything.
Lots of trees.
So you make your way. Now tell me this. Are you guys more in a rush, or are you stealthing? What is up?
Well, I don't think we're, like, double moving or anything. I mean, but we are walking with a purpose. And, you know, Meta has been taking time to look and notice for traps. I know I would be looking around for, you know, people, like, lying in wait for an ambush or something like that.
Are we in the woods?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of foliage here.
I would probably be hopping from tree to tree. And also, I'd like to make a perception check to keep an eye out for people.
Okay, give me that perception.
14.
You don't notice anybody.
Now, if Pezcock were to say, hey, it's just a few more feet up, we'd probably slow down and have some of our better scouts go and take a look to see what kind of thing we're dealing with, if our people are even here, if they're still alive, etc.
Okay. The path winds through a 10-foot gulch here, flanked on either side by steep 50-foot-high slopes. So I guess that plateau I was talking about gets a little steeper. Not quite vertically. You can climb them. There's scraggly plants and a number of hanging vines. You can climb it up. We'll climb up it with those vines and whatnot. Wouldn't be that bad.
Question here, just for clarification.
Yep.
All these traps line the bottom of the gulch?
Yeah, more or less. You found a total of 3 more and easily avoided them.
How far apart are they?
Oh, they are not miles apart. I can tell you that. Maybe a half a mile apart, just eyeballing it.
Okay. Just each. So basically, are you saying like all the J's are the traps?
Yep.
Okay.
Spoilers, anybody listening?
That's good to know.
I feel like the whole thing is a big spoiler if you haven't played this.
Really?
So before, because you said we were like, there was like it's 15 feet and started going to 20 feet and then now it's like up to 50 feet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Could I like... I turn and say, hey, look, before we get any farther in this gorge, do you want me to go up the side here before it gets really steep and kind of work as an overwatch, maybe? I mean, just to cover us in case there's somebody up there.
I was thinking that might be a good thing for me.
I could go with you. I won't be as fast, but I could help you out. That way you'll be hanging out there in the wind with your lonesome.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
But the two of you being range, yeah.
Jason, what was your modifier again?
Now, Ronan.
Plus 8.
Ronan, if you need to get down real quick, holler at me, and I'll keep you from getting squished.
He can do that himself.
I glide.
You're a flying frog.
I'm a gliding frog.
Oh. That's awesome.
Tree glider. All right, so is Mark going... Artemis. Is Artemis going up?
Yeah,
is that what you decided?
I'm going to go up with Ronan, and we're gonna try to work as an Overwatch team up there.
Okay.
So, I mean...
And I'm just looking.
Now you guys talking like one on each side.
I'd recommend you probably be on the same side.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget if you need to get down, you too, you know, have your ring. So.
How far across is the gorge?
It's about 10 feet.
Oh, all right. We could just jump across.
Almost, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, Ronan and Artemis are climbing. Give me a climb check.
I got a 12.
Okay, you pass. Ronan? You don't even need to roll.
Climb it.
Yeah.
He's a frog.
He's a tree frog. Yeah. One of the nice things. All right. So as you're climbing up, give me a perception.
18.
18.
13.
13. You don't say. All right. Something happens. Not too dissimilar from these traps that you've noticed before and easily avoided. This one was hidden a little bit better, apparently. And just as you're starting to make your climb up, so really you're closer to base, wham! Spiked snare. Getcha. Actually, I gotta check into this a little bit. Hang on.
I was fully expecting, like, oh, we're in a 10-foot-wide gulch, giant rolling boulder.
That's exactly what I thought was about to happen.
Oh, this is more like what Artemis was found in, except for it's a little more damage-worthy.
And a little less teleporty?
It's a little more, yeah. A little more Looney Tunes. It picks you up, slams you down, picks you up, slams you down.
Well, it's got the spikes built into the rope, apparently.
Did we get a reflex save? That's the important
thing. That is the important thing. Yeah.
Excellent. Shall I roll that now?
Go ahead.
That is a 21.
Pass. Ronan?
14.
Ooh. Not so much. Mrs. Artemis gets Ronan. And so... Oh, this grapples you is what it does. All right. 2d6. No, 1d6. Plus 2. 6 points.
Is Ronan still alive?
You imagine so.
Yep.
Just guess. First day he's been hit, probably.
Yes. Never had any damage in the damage column yet.
But now he... What's your CMD?
Ow. 16.
Yeah. You're stuck there, sir.
So can I, like, help him get off?
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, I mean, you can always help him get off, yeah. But that's not really the time for it.
I'm in a place.
The trap, dirty-minded trollop.
Hey, that was clearly out of character.
Dirty-minded Jason.
Yes.
Yep.
That'll accept.
You may.
All right, do I make a strength check or a dexterity check to grab him?
Just go and cut him.
Just cut him loose.
I'll cut him loose. I'll try to catch him in case he needs it.
All right.
I'm looking around while I'm cutting him loose. Do I see anybody like that triggered the trap or?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you see Ronan.
Other than the frog.
As a matter of fact, you do. And I'll tell you about it in just a second.
All right.
It's blue with brown wings and kind of looks like a dragon, but it's not a dragon.
Definitely not a dragon. Definitely not. Definitely.
Am I off of this trap yet?
Wapnet 5.
Hang on, I got to draw stuff here, guys.
Am I off the trap?
Depends on how fast I can cut.
No, as he's cutting you down, you notice a Thrun Thang. Cannibal.
Dun, dun, dun.
You say a Thrun Thang?
Thrun Thang.
Thrun Thang.
Like the thrice-damned House of Thrun?
Yes.
Oh, no. I hate those guys.
Is this your fig for running right now? Yeah, okay. So, we're going to say just about there. You guys are... Well, you can position yourself wherever you want, but nobody else said they were climbing.
I'd like to position myself away from the trap.
I bet you would.
It's a little late for that, mate. But I'm by you. I got you.
We're going to say that the green line is now the top of the ravine.
And we're like halfway up, you said, when we got hit?
Yeah, you were pretty close to the bottom, actually.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So you have a Thrun Thang cannibal way up top. He proceeds to start throwing javelins at you. And we may as well just roll some initiative.
Now, the cliff face is 50 feet up, you said, right?
Correct.
So the cannibal guy is 50 feet above those of us that are at the bottom?
Correct. More of an incline kind of thing, yeah.
He's talking about range increments and...
Yeah, I figured.
There's a lot of things. Don't forget, I hate to be the higher that ground. Guy, but yeah, he does get a higher ground bonus of +1 to his attacks.
Yup.
Delightful.
Hey, at least we don't get a negative.
That's true. Well, I mean, I guess you don't get a negative.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I don't have anything to throw at him.
I'm sure you can find a rock.
Hit it with a rock!
You don't have a sling?
No.
Lost it in the shipwreck.
I have very, very few things. I'm carrying exactly 1 pound.
Of snake.
I actually hadn't thought of the snakes yet.
Throw with the snakes at him.
Wait.
He just chucked the whole basket. Hey, open that. Put your hand inside.
Hey, just stick your head there.
Where the fuck did they put the stats for this?
Check under first level commoner.
I know that's not correct. Good try, though.
Second level commoner?
Exactly what I was thinking.
But we wish it was correct. What is the range increment on a snake?
Standard improvised thrown weapons are 10 feet.
Yeah.
So you'd be in, what, fifth range? So that's a -8 improvised. So it's a -12 to throw a improvised weapon at 50 feet.
Just wait till they throw a javelin down, pick one up and throw it back.
Yeah, or that's actually a very smart thing.
That is very intelligent, yeah.
Do you happen to have snatch arrow?
No, I took key stand.
Okay. Because then if he threw the javelin at you, you could just grab it out of the air and immediately throw it back.
I found it.
It sounds great until you're out of key points.
You don't need key points for it. It's a feat.
Oh, well, that's entirely not possible for me to take at this point, then.
All right. Who's got what?
All of my feats are spoken for.
I have a 19.
Lame. 19. Meta?
Meta has 11.
Okay. Nath?
A 12.
Okay. Rona?
26.
My goodness. Tam?
22.
Okay. Oh, the Bezcock. Yeah, he's got something. Not real good. 9. And the cannibal. He had a natural 20. Of course.
All right.
So the Thrun Fang cannibal chucks his javelin. What'll happen next? Find out next time. Until then, I'm Britt, your GM. To my right,
Mark, playing Artemis Gwynfrig.
Will, playing Nath Minikar.
Jason, playing Tam Westcrown. Obviously not treasure.
No treasure for you.
Curtis, playing one pissed off frog named Ronan.
And Pete, playing Meta.
Thanks, everybody.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.